I need to cancel a bank card.
One year break.
And that's all the voicemails we have.
That's the only call we got. 1-888-BARK-56, everybody.
A quadruple eight.
Sorry. Oh, fuck. Start over.
No. It's fine. 1-888-BARK-56 if you want to call us. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a year. Ish.
Yeah, about that. I think you need to apologize.
I think you need to apologize.
What? I haven't been raising a child.
I did not use that as an excuse.
I feel like you did.
You moved house. You're in a shared custody agreement with your dog.
Who says moved house?
The Brits.
Yeah.
I've gone British.
Yeah, you've been living somewhere on another continent.
2021.
Somehow this is my fault. You want to talk about that voicemail? Let's play it again.
Yeah.
I need to cancel a bank card.
I wish we knew more about her. I want to call her back.
I really wish she left her number.
It's in the caller ID. We can call her.
Oh, thank God. We should do that on air.
We should
maybe
do that
next
live
episode.
On air. Yeah.
But I like that's the whole message. Like,
I feel like she thought she was talking to like a robot.
Yeah, like it was a voicemail or like a automated option.
Because just the way she's talking, she's like, I need to cancel a bank card. You know, like she's trying to make the robot understand her.
Uh-huh. Some say she's still waiting on the line to this day.
I wonder where people get, like, I want to know what number is close to ours. Because we got...
Are you hearing the sound of my hinge matches?
Yeah.
Coming through. These are the risks you take when you hook your phone up to the pod track.
Well, you can turn it down on the board or do not disturb.
I'll forget to turn it back up when we're
no,
back.
No, you won't.
Okay.
It's fine.
And if you're jealous out there hearing that I have hinge matches, trust me, they're fast.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about your hinge life a lot, I think.
Yeah, a lot has happened since the season one of the pod, aka our first 98 episodes.
I looked it up the other day. We did like 80-something episodes in 1 year, and then 20-ish, or no, 70-something and 20-ish, I think, was the split. And then... we've been completely dead since November, I think.
Yeah, well, they say it's all about consistency.
Yeah, so.
Nailed it. So, have you ever had to cancel a bank card?
Yeah, I've canceled bank cards. I've canceled credit cards. Okay, here's a question. Why does closing a credit card negatively affect your credit score? That seems like complete bullshit, doesn't it?
Totally. It's all a scam. Your credit score is a total scam and a conspiracy. And I'll get into that later. Recently, I got another credit card because I did have to freeze and cancel a Visa and my credit score went down because my shit got fucking hacked by Uber. Let me just touch on this for a second. I kept getting random Uber charges for rides I didn't take. So I went online and I locked my card and then they kept coming through because Uber was like pre-authed or whatever to use my card.
Yeah.
Like, what is the point of locking then? It was like that Seinfeld episode. Well, you don't get this reference, but the Seinfeld episode where he's like, but I had a reservation, and she's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The table's taken. He's like, I don't think you know what a reservation's about.
I've seen that. I've seen that clip. So I do get it. But also, yeah, the credit card thing is dumb. I think maybe Uber had like a virtual card number. You know how like everything's a virtual card number and not your actual one? I think you might have canceled just the physical card or something like that.
Yeah, something stupid like that.
So dumb.
So anyways, my grocery store... Loblaws has their own credit card.
Oh, no. So
I signed up for one of those because, you know, the more credit cards you have, and if you pay them off,
yeah,
then you get like credit points.
Yeah, credit points.
That's literally that's points on your credit score. It's literally what it is.
I know. It's so dumb.
So dumb.
So I closed a card that had like $150 a year fee, and it really hurt my score. Yeah,
they don't like that.
And I hadn't been using it, but I'm like, what, you want me to just pay $150 a year?
Yes.
Forever.
Yeah.
Not use it. Like, how long is that going to take to get back?
Credit? I don't know. All right.
Is this the podcast now? We rail against the credit system.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah.
Let's do another call.
Jeez, don't forget to turn it up.
I keep getting this letter that I'm overdrawn. I left $200 in the bank. When I got money out, I left an extra $200 and a little over in the bank.
Oh, okay. What? This is another banker? Another bank-related call?
Dude, I'm telling you.
And now you're telling me you spent that $200-and-some plus another $700-and-some, and I've only got... after the fee is paid, is I owe $706.42.
Wait, oh man, so our call line. I really want to find out what bank number it's closest to, and like this guy had. It sounds like this guy had $200 in the bank and then just left it there, and the fees piled up. To the tune of negative $700.
Yeah, so like $900 in fees?
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I'm angry too. I'm angry for this guy.
I know.
But the sad thing is they're still piling up because he didn't call the... he didn't really call the bank.
That's right.
There's still more message.
And I'm asking why. I left $200 and something in the bank. Extra, and you're telling me you spent that $200-some plus another $700-some for what? A bunch of bullshit?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, he nailed it.
He knows what happened.
Yeah, a bunch of bullshit. I've been this guy.
Yeah, I mean not to the tune of $900, but yes. I've been that guy too. And I feel for both of these people. They're both like old. They're both.
Well, what makes you say that?
They're both like inept with technology, apparently. I mean, whatever. You misdialed a phone number. But like, I don't know. I just feel bad. Like, I feel like we should go on some sort of vendetta for both of these people.
I think the whole season of this podcast should be solving these people's bank problems.
Super good question, season two.
Or we start a bank.
Why not both?
We've already got two customers.
Great.
Oh, man. You know that helping people is what I love. Let's take another call.
Hi, this is a girl that you... may or may not know. This is my first time listening to the podcast today, and I'm like mediocrely impressed. Slightly wet, but not very much. Keep up the good work, and also maybe don't sound so smart. Bye.
Ooh, smart shamed.
When have we ever sounded smart on this show?
I think we're the least sounding smart podcast.
I think you just
that,
proved it.
That sentence really encapsulates. Slight, what'd she say? Slightly wet, but not that much.
Yeah, very backhanded.
Yeah, I mean, that's best case scenario for me.
I think I know what you're saying.
That's all
I
can hope for. Slightly wet. That's as wet as I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
I don't think she had a question, though.
Yeah, no, she didn't understand the assignment.
All right. Thanks, anonymous caller. At least Like you took the time to call in, and we're glad that we have a fan.
You sort of complimented us.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever had quite that enthusiastic message left. So that's great. Unfortunately, we're going to have to move on because, you know, time is limited and we have a lot of calls.
Hey, it's Chris. Loving the podcast. I don't know if you guys even still check this, but I have a question for you. For Andrew, what is the hardest part about being a parent? And for Jeff, I guess, what do you perceive to be the hardest part about being a parent? Thanks.
Chris, love it. Great question, first of all. Thank you for actually asking a question that's not about your bank account.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I think you should answer first.
What is the hardest part I perceive about being a parent? Probably...
You lived with me during... For like a month-ish. When my son was like 10 months old or so.
Something so, around there.
I don't know if you got any, like, absorbed any research in that time, but what do you think was the hardest part?
I don't know, probably like holding back from beating them.
Okay. You're not allowed over anymore.
A lot of self-restraint required. I respect that. But also like your utter inability to like play golf or video games anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, they're definitely a time suck. But for me, I don't think any of the like practical aspects are the hardest part. They're hard. And if I had to choose one of the like actual hands-on things that's the hardest, it's probably lack of sleep because I'm like a night owl and, you know, it doesn't really work with babies.
Yeah, doesn't your baby have, well, I shouldn't say baby, your toddler now have a nasty ball rash?
Yeah, that brings me to my...
Describe the ball rash.
No, oh man, I feel so bad for him.
Is it bumpy?
It is bumpy.
Wait, is a baby's sack already bumpy?
Yes.
Like, I know mine is...
I wondered that as well.
It's like a baseline level of bumpy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then if you get a rash, do those bumps get bigger or do new bumps form?
Well, okay.
These are the important questions.
So you know how a ball sack is like loose, wrinkly skin, right?
No. What ball sack are you looking at?
So I legitimately wondered before he was born if it would be like that from the beginning. Like if, or like, I thought maybe it would be like smooth for a couple of years before, I don't know, the wrinkles set in, or like
it would stand a reason, like everything else is so smooth.
Yeah, no, but it just looks like a small, like adult penis for the most part, you know, hairless, obviously.
Well, that's what mine looks like.
Yeah, you probably have very similar penises.
Cool. We should we should do like a side by side for the video listeners.
Gross. No, but you're sort of touching on the actual thing that I think is the hardest thing about it, which is the like unrelenting guilt that you're doing a bad job. And maybe that's just me. I don't think so, though. I'm pretty sure all parents like lay awake in bed at night thinking they're terrible at it. But
I think if you don't, then that's what makes you a bad parent.
I guess I've heard that.
But
I think I'm a little too much. Like, I think it would probably be healthier if I had less of it, but I just like, it's a lot.
So are you saying you feel regret about that traditional Jewish circumcision where the moil engulfed his baby cock and now gave him...
Did you say moil?
Yeah. Moil is
that
like,
what they're called?
Is the dick cutter.
Oh, I thought they used their teeth. Oh, it's a person.
Yeah, it's a person. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know, like a rabbi. He might even be a rabbi, but like a special type. I don't know.
I would hope he's got to at least have rabbi qualifications.
Just let anyone be a moil.
It's a qualification ladder. First you become a rabbi and they're like, I think he has dick cutting potential. Let's upgrade him to moil.
So what you're hinting at is the traditional ceremony where the moil bites off the foreskin.
I don't think they bite it off.
No?
And I'm coming out of left field here because I'm not a Jew expert. But I think the deal is they cut it and then they suck it to stop the bleeding. Because like your saliva has like clotting capabilities or whatever.
Does it?
I think they're reaching. They're looking for excuses to suck a little baby ween.
It's horrible.
No, I think there's some truth to it. Like if you, like animals lick their wounds, you know?
Yeah. Oh man. Could you imagine being a moil? Do you think?
Every day.
Do you think it's like a bad job? Do you think that, or is it honorable?
Well, to the Jewish community, I think some of them would certainly find it honorable.
So you don't think every
society
week...
at large, it's pretty creepy.
Yeah, but that aside, do you think like weekly in the rabbi meeting, they're like, Joseph, you're the moil this week because of all the lateness last week, you know, like.
It's a punishment.
Yeah.
you're on baby dick blood duty.
It's like a dunce cap.
I could see it. I could see it kind of maybe starting that way.
A moil cap.
And then some of them realized it was actually a pretty cool gig. Like, oh, I'm going to fuck up on purpose this week.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I hate it.
So, I know, like, historically, we've owned the fact that we steal a lot of content. And we call it stealing content. But I had a revelation during our break. And it was that we're not really stealing. We're disseminating.
Right.
Like, we take the big questions of the day, wherever they come from, and we drill down on them. We put them out. Maybe you don't know the source of where these questions came from, but that doesn't make them any less valid.
Okay, well, I mean, we tell you the sources half the time, but also you're really patting yourself on the back here.
Yeah, well, we're heroes.
We take things that have a huge audience and deliver it to a tiny audience.
Okay. Well, I think we're bigger than the Gus and Eddie podcast, just putting that out there. But a recent episode of the Gus and Eddie podcast.
Sorry, that was me.
Very rude.
Unprofessional.
Phone dropping Andrew over here. That's your new nickname.
Phone dropping Andy in the building. I knew we shouldn't have given you a sound pack.
My wishes have finally come true.
Season 2 begins. Jeff has a pad for sounds now. Sorry, everyone. Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Oh, man. You guys are going to be so impressed with our content. Okay, back to the issues at hand. So Gus and Eddie podcast posed an extremely powerful question in a recent episode. Could you live in a world... It's a would you rather, by the way.
Okay.
One of our specialties.
Yep.
Could you live in a world without porn or without corn? Yeah, think hard about it.
Corn's in everything.
Exactly.
On all the good things, too.
Like, obviously, your snap reaction is, well, what do we need corn for?
No.
But then you think about it and it's like, whoa, everything. That chair is made out of corn. You'd be sitting on the floor right now.
I've definitely gone through phases of both.
We're not talking about corn the band, by the way. We're talking about the edible vegetable.
Right.
Just in case you were confused.
But not just like corn on the cob, like everything that corn is and does. Right.
Corn popcorn, corn byproducts, corn syrup.
Yeah. Super sugary corn syrup is in all the foods that I like.
I mean, if you had to take corn syrup out of the equation, they'd probably replace it with something better, like Mexican cane sugar in your ketchup or something, you know?
Yeah.
Everything could get a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's corn then that we eliminate. I don't know. I could go without porn too nowadays.
This is an interesting question. Like, what do you think the workaround would be? Like, we have to eliminate porn. Like, what becomes the new porn?
Oh, like when your dick gets cut off in an accident and it moves, like the erogenous zone moves to a different location of your body.
Yeah, great analogy.
I mean, wouldn't it shift back to like the Victoria's Secret catalog? Like, it would everything would be tamer.
Yeah, like swimsuit issue would be back in full force.
Yeah.
Sears catalog for sure. But like, even those, I don't know, they're like borderline.
Yeah, I guess where's the line? But those, I don't think those would be ever considered porn.
Do you remember that the music video for Weird Al's Amish Paradise?
Yes.
And there's like a there's a shot in the music video where he's looking at like quote unquote porn, but it's like a Mennonite lady showing her ankle. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I had that video on VHS.
Just the video?
The music video. Yeah.
Like one tape, one video. Or did you have like a compilation?
I think it was several Weird Al music videos on a VHS.
Oh, you're a rich kid.
We also had Shania Twain's music videos on the VHS, and those two were swapped out constantly.
Yeah, both of those contain a lot of porn, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. I think it would just go back to that. Like, that's a great example. The Mennonite showing her ankles. That's very exciting to someone who doesn't have pornography.
Yeah, like, do you think we'd be better off if that were the
Probably.
Case?
Probably.
Yeah. Because, yeah, like, you know what porn ruined is. Like, we've talked about it on the show, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real societal issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're too overexposed, and then you see a real naked woman, and you're like, what's my, I don't, my dick's all floppy.
I hope you say that in the moment.
Hey.
Hey.
Dick, it's not hard at all. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, we'd be better off.
Be hotter.
Be pornography. Do you remember the Duke Nukem game where you could press spacebar to make the store mannequins? I think we've talked about this on the show as well.
Oh, was it the store mannequins or was it the live strippers in the club?
Both, I think.
Oh, I didn't know you could do it to the mannequins.
I might be imagining that, but
either way, yes, I very vividly remember those pixels, and they were some of the hottest pixels my young mind had ever seen.
Yeah,
that was like maybe one of my first pornographic experiences.
Yeah,
because I played Duke Nukem way before I was like rated to.
Oh yeah, of course. For those who don't know, you could press spacebar. You could walk up to, I think, the mannequins in the mall part and the strippers in the club part and hit the spacebar and they would show you their boobs.
And what did he say?
Yeah, baby. No. Shake it, baby.
I think there was a few phrases. Yeah. But both of those were in there. But yeah, I don't know.
Those would be retconned out in this hypothetical scenario.
Would they? Does that count? Because like there was like 9 pixels per boob.
Oh, it counts. It counts hard. D- dead air.
It's okay. We can cut like a little bit. Like we can clean it up. But this is pretty good so far.
I thought this.
I could have gone longer on the porn thing.
Do you wanna? Is something you wanted to say?
No, it's okay. We can do another question though. Do you have one?
No. Full year's break, and I got no questions lined up.
What's the time code on our?
We're 25 minutes in.
Oh, okay. That's enough. That could be an episode. It could end with the porn thing.
Okay. Let me put this bumper in then.
Yeah.
And then we can just riff.